This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. In Philadelphia, lunch is developing political overtones. The owner of one of the city's best-known cheesesteak joints has posted a sign asking that customers order in English only. Some call that policy offensive and possibly illegal. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Joel Rose reports.
The line at Gino's Steaks moves fast.
Can I help you?
For the uninitiated, that's four cheesesteaks with cheese whiz and onions, made to order on the grill. You can also get the sandwich with American or provolone, just don't ask for queso.
You can speak any language you want, but the common language that survived in America is English. So I don't see what is so hard about it.
6 months ago, owner Joey Vento posted a sign in his takeout window that reads, "This is America," when ordering speak English. Vento says his grandparents didn't have any choice when they emigrated to South Philly from Sicily in the 1920s. He's worried it's too easy for newer immigrants in the neighborhood to get by without learning English.
Today you got bilingual, you got press two for Spanish, which I think is really, really terrible. As a Spanish people, they are never going to excel because it's easy to stay in your own language. So your second generation just might become on welfare. And then that comes my problem.
Vento says he's never actually refused service to anyone who couldn't order in English. But judging by the long line in front of Gino's, a lot of his customers seem to agree with the policy, including Chris Glutch of North Wales, Pennsylvania.
I think if you're going to live somewhere and that's the official language, you should learn the official language. If you choose to live here and choose to have the benefits of the country, then you should at least learn the language.
You won't find an English-only sign next door to Gino's at a taqueria called La Lupe. That's where Al Giacomucci is eating lunch.
I'm sort of embarrassed by the sign, frankly. I don't think it's appropriate. Whenever I've been in a foreign place, people have always helped me out in terms of trying to speak the language or trying to understand. And this doesn't seem very hospitable.
The owner is a native of Puebla, Mexico. Gabriel Bravo moved his family to South Philly from Queens 4 years ago.
It's a country of immigrants. Here, sometimes I have a customer from other countries, and person who don't speak English. We try to help them and serve them. They're all welcome.
South Philadelphia's city councilman says he would like all immigrants to feel welcome in his district. He wrote a letter asking Joey Vento to remove the sign. The city's Commission on Human Relations is taking a more forceful approach. The commission filed a complaint against Gino's on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.